The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Live, it's Michelle Kors, 6 degrees, your connected consciousness.
Oh, behave.
We're not separated by 6 degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kors.
Voice America Variety Health and Wellness Channels and KWSS 106.7 FM, Phoenix, Scottsdale, and beyond. Game on. Today's, we have a huge cast. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Michelle.
What's that?
I'm huge.
Oh, thank you.
I'm trying to lose weight, though.
I wasn't referring to you directly, but yes, huge, big, larger than life. David Burnell Smith, District 7 House for Arizona and owner of Smith Law Firm. Marlena Kruger of Body Beautiful Spa. She's going to be promoting their happy hour, their Botox happy hour, coming this Tuesday. Miranda of Miranda's Creative Traveling Event. She's going to ask if you've had your kiss today. Gia Heller, corporate real estate tenant rep, founder of Arizona Women and Men Networking, as well as Gia, the marketing guru. We're going to discuss cooperation. Holland Striplin, a Hollywood reality television casting director. They are coming to town as part of Oprah's network. We're going to talk to her at 11:45. My good friend, of course, Nathan Jett, and former co-host from our Naked Truth show, Nathan Jett, a.k.a. Jet Fuel, and producer of this show at Voice America.
Right.
And our longtime friend, Bob Moog of University Games. Bob is the chairman and founder of University Games, and he's going to help us sort it out, talking about their new games over the holidays. I'm your host, Michelle Kors. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. Is Bob with us? Mike?
Maybe not. I'll fill in for Bob until
okay,
he gets here.
Fill in. I'm right here.
Oh, excellent. Hi, Bob. How are you?
Great, Michelle. It's great to hear your voice.
You too. I missed you last year so much, although I do think Frank had you on KWSS a little bit. That was our first date I broke in 10 years. Can you believe it?
No, I'm not happy about that.
I think I asked Nate if he could be here with me today because I think you are our longest running guest ever.
Well, that's
it's been a while since we've actually been together on air.
Yeah, and last year I took December off, so I missed Bob because usually it's holiday season.
Yeah.
And I love your company and all the great things you do, especially right now. In this current economy, what better way to bring families and friends and loved ones together and have mutually shared experiences by playing games? But for all my listeners who aren't familiar with University Games or RUGame.com, Bob, tell us a little bit about your story. I love that you started your company April Fool's Day.
Well, on April Fool's Day in 1985, back in the 20th century, I got together with a buddy of mine, and we decided to start a company. And we didn't know exactly what we wanted to do, and so we looked at three options. One was the law had just changed back then, and you could have microbreweries for the first time. So we looked at starting our own brewery, but it turned out it would be way too capital intensive to do that. And then the second was Dove bars. You remember when Dove bars and those thick Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars came out?
Yes, I do.
I love those.
That was right around that time, and we thought maybe we would go into novelty ice cream. But my partner, the guy I started the business with, had just gotten married, and his wife said, there's no way you guys are going to do that. We will gain so much weight eating all that ice cream you can't sell that you got to come up with something else you're going to do. And so Trivial Pursuit was the big game, and it was the first time that there had been an adult game that really took America by storm. And so we decided, with no experience, to get into the board game business. And the two of us got together, and he worked at Price Waterhouse as an accountant. He quit. And the first thing I came up with was called Murder Mystery Party. And that's where you have people come over to your house and you try to solve a murder in an evening with friends. And then we've just been inventing games ever since. And the company now is on, I think we're in 12 countries. We're throughout Europe and Australia, and we're in South Africa and India. And in the U.S., we're one of the top 5 board game companies.
Well, you've developed over 100 games and have sold over 20 million units. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, when we're all kids, we think about, oh, wouldn't it be great to be president of the United States? Wouldn't it be great to be a policeman or a fireman? And very few people actually go and become what they think about as kids. And board games were one of my favorite things to do. I was the oldest of 5, and our family played board games all the time. And so even though at the timing when we did this, it was kind of a Luddite thing to do because everyone was getting into technology and video games and computers, I'm so glad that I chose board games because it really is something that over the years I've learned can help bring people together and have fun. And you remember the time you had with your friends or your family playing a board game over Thanksgiving a lot longer than you remember, you know, how you did in Mafia Wars last week.
Exactly. And as we said earlier a little bit, families, brothers and sisters, whether it's parents and children that have the most successful relationships, have a lot of shared experiences and memories together. And what an inexpensive way to bring everybody together. And when you buy a game, I mean, typically these get passed down almost generation to generation. I mean, you have it for years to come.
Yeah, it's really amazing. My parents are in their 80s now, and they moved out of their house 2 years ago, and when they moved out, they cleaned out all the closets, and we found these old games from the 1960s and 70s that had just been in a closet.
You might be able to sell those.
I have 3 daughters, and I played the same games, not the same titles, the actual same games with my kids that my parents had played with me, and I remember, you know, it was really, really neat, and as we get rid of paper and we become more electronic, those kinds of moments disappear, but hopefully University Games will stay around a long time and continue to provide that to people.
Some of those games will be worth a lot of money. I've seen some of these board games going for hundreds.
An old version of a game called Probe that I had played when I was a little kid that went out of print in about 1970, and my kids loved it. And then
that's not a doctor game, is it, or anything?
No, that's Operation.
Probe sounds a lot more suggestive than it is. It's actually just a game where it's a word game, kind of like Scrabble.
Oh, okay.
And but now that you mention it, I'm getting some ideas for a new version.
On the adult side of gaming.
Yeah, I think so.
Michelle brought me some of your summer younger stuff that you're starting to delve into. Yeah. I got a 4-year-old, so I've got a paradigm shift in my life. So.
Well, what we did about 3 years ago is we decided that we would create, and we were the first company to do this. Now some other companies are doing modified versions of it. A whole game system called Play and Learn. And the Play and Learn system is really cool because we identified 5 areas of development for kids between the ages of 2 and 5. And they're not the normal things that you learn in school. We do have literacy and math, but we also have hand-eye coordination, social skills, and imagination. And no one has ever approached games or toys with those types of things in mind, and that's what kids between the ages of 2 and 5 really need. They need as much.
Well, if you need a test subject, Bob, I've got a 4-year-old. You can send those games. I'll give you a report on them.
All right. Well, that would be great. Get me. We're always looking for test subjects. So get me your address and his name, and we'll put you on the VIP list.
It's a she. She's smarter than guys.
And give us some reports back because what we did is we teamed up with Eric Carle, who's the author of The Very Hungry Caterpillar. And Brown Bear, and you may have some of those books at your house. And he's written over 30 books, and he's he's kind of the new Dr. Seuss among parents and kids. And we took about 10 games, and then we rated them level 1, level 2, and level 3 in this play-and-learn system, and we call it out on the packaging. So now if parents want to know, is this game, what's a game that's good for encouraging my child to stimulate their imagination, or a good primary counting game, or a game to learn the letters of the alphabet, or one that will help them if they're a little uncoordinated with hand-eye coordination, we actually call that out right on the box, which no one's ever done before in board games.
And these are available now, Bob?
Yeah.
They're available awesome.
Now. In your area, I think you have the Game Days stores in your area.
I believe we do, yeah.
And there's 7 or 8 Game Days stores, and they all have the Play and Learn system, and you can just people can go in there and just ask them for it. And then they also are good supporters of 20 Questions and Sort It Out, which was our adult game that just won Game of the Year.
We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to talk about the new edition of 20 Questions. Now, I have to say, and I don't know what that costs, Bob, but my favorite game of yours, not so much for playing, but my favorite game was the 20 Questions you did in the tin box.
Yes.
I think
questions.
All games should be in tin boxes because then they truly can get handed down from generation to generation.
No, you're absolutely right. And those are still available. We brought that out about 9 years ago. It was the 21st century edition of 20 Questions, and now this is the 6th edition that we're doing. We'll talk about it after the break.
Okay, great. All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to Michelle Corr, 6 Degrees.
For Ben Walker, a divine intervention.
Real. I'm an angel sent here to help you straighten out your life.
Gives him a second chance.
Call the great what if.
What if I follow God's plan for your life instead of your own?
Kevin Sorbo, Christy Swanson, John Ratzenberger, and Debbie Ryan.
Thank you for letting me make things right. I want to be yours from now on.
What if?
Support for Michelle Corr's 6 Degrees Connected comes in part from a grant from the Skin and Makeup Institute of Arizona. Founded on commitment and passion, the Institute trains qualified students the marketable skills needed to gain employment in the aesthetics industry. We offer professional education programs in aesthetics, professional makeup artistry, laser tech certification, and permanent makeup. The Institute also offers discounted client services, including chemical exfoliation, microdermabrasion, acne, and ethnic skin treatments. For more information about the Skin and Makeup Institute of Arizona's programs, classes, monthly career opportunity night, and about financial assistance for those who qualify, visit their website, smi-a.com, or call 623-334-6700. That's
623-334-6700. Hi, this is Les Brown, Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. I'm a speaker, I'm an author, I'm a speech coach, and I'm an event planner. When you bring someone in to talk about sales, you need someone that can expand the vision of your sales force, and particularly those top performers that are stuck, to give them methods, techniques, and also to create a shift that can take them to the next level. Alan Castilla, because he knows he has experience, he's been there, he's done it, and he's also my coach, and I can tell you, I've seen them all. When you want a trainer that can really make some impact, that will show up on your bottom line, Alan Castilla, he's the man who will get the job done.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Fixing up to go somewhere. Thought I peace of mind some of the time, but I still have today. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
Kane's people play night or day, they're just not matching what they should do.
Listening to Michelle Kors 6 Degrees. I'm visiting with my good friend and co-host Nathan Jett, otherwise always known as Jet Fuel Jet.
Always like that show. I mean, I that song for Bob Moog.
I know. It's the Bob's traditional song. Because Bob actually had his own radio show for a while, too. We're visiting with Bob Moog, chairman and founder of University Games. He's going to help us sort it out this hour. And games are such an incredible gift for the holidays. And you know what? They're really affordable, and they last for years and years. It's a great way to bring family and friends together and have some good, clean fun. Right, Bob?
That's absolutely right. Yeah, it's usually good, clean fun. My new game, Probe and Tickle, maybe it won't be quite so clean.
Well, I liked your Battle of the Sexes bedroom edition. That was very cute.
That was a good one. That was more appropriate for after hours by candlelight, I think.
Yeah.
Versus these games that are during the day while the football game's on in the background. You sit around and you have a great time playing something like Sorted Out.
Well, what's so incredible about University Games is people might not know you by name. They may be familiar with RUGame.com, which is an incredible website. But many of the games that you produce, Carmen Sandiego, you were the first to get Dr. Seuss's Widow to release some of his works into games, the Green Eggs and Ham game. And, of course, we talked about 20 Questions. You have the new release of 20 Questions. Again, now as much as I purge and clean and everything, I still have my tin box 20 Questions game. I'm never letting that one go. Sure. And then you have a new game for us, Sorted Out.
Yes. This is really exciting. Sorted Out is a game I found in Australia. And the concept of the game is to have a social interactive party game where you don't have to have, there isn't a big advantage if you're smart. So that it's more about and just being observant and sort of thinking about things, but not trivia where the person who can recall it the fastest wins.
I very rarely find my intelligence comes into play, Bob.
Well, you guys are going to like this one. This is right up your alley. What we do in this game is we give you four things, and you have to try to sort them in a particular order. But what makes the game challenging is the ways that you're sorting them are not intuitive, and the combination of things are not things you would normally think of. So I'm going to give you guys one, and I want you to tell me what you think the correct order is.
Okay.
And this is how you play Sort It Out. So I'm going to give you four things, and I want you to sort them by weight. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The weight of an average domestic cat, a blue whale's tongue, a Jeep Grand Cherokee, and one day of an average elephant's poo. So put those in order, heaviest to lightest. Which of those do you think is the heaviest?
The heaviest to lightest.
I'd go with
the heaviest. And what about you, Michelle? Do you agree?
Wow, blue whale tongue. I think I'll still stick with Jeep.
Okay.
No, I'm thinking about the poop. I'm thinking poop is
the cat or the tongue?
Let's go with the poo.
Okay.
Bob.
And then what do you think?
I'll take poo for two, Bob.
I put you down for poo number two. What's number three?
I'm going to go with three.
The tongue or the domestic cat?
The tongue.
Okay.
And then
the cat
is four.
Well, I have good news for you guys. I've played this on radio stations all over the country, and you're the first people I've played with who only got one right.
Oh, my. Really?
Most of the people either get zero right or they get them all right.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
And you got one right. The domestic cat is, in fact, the lightest.
Okay, well, that was clear.
That was clear. But the heaviest
is the poop.
At 7,000 pounds is the blue whale tongue.
No kidding.
Well, how much is the blue whale?
5,000 pounds is the Grand Cherokee.
Well,
and the daily elephant's poo, it's a meager 240 pounds.
Oh, I was thinking yearly. I'm sorry.
No, that was daily.
That definitely skewed my...
Yeah.
Wait, how much does a blue whale weigh in general?
The blue whale in general, their tongues are about 7,000 pounds, and the whole blue whale is about 10 tons or 20,000 pounds.
Oh, wow. My God. That's insane.
My ex-wife weighed close to 2 herself.
But her tongue wasn't that big, I bet.
But she was blue.
All right. Give us another one, Bob.
All right. Here's another one for you. Now, on this sorted out, what I want you to do is tell me these songs by the length of their album version. So I'm going to give you 4 songs, and you tell me which song was the longest, from longest to shortest. Born in the USA, Bruce Springsteen. I Need a Lover, John Cougar Mellencamp. Deja Vu, David Crosby. And Yesterday by the Beatles.
The album?
Which one do you think was the longest? I'll tell you the time. 5 minutes and 37 seconds.
I would say Cross was the longest.
David Crosby, Deja Vu?
Oh, I'd say Deja Vu.
Hmm.
It's I Need a Lover, Born in the USA, Yesterday, and Deja Vu.
I'm going to go with Yesterday, Bob.
Okay. And what do you think was second longest?
Born in the USA.
Okay, and what do you think was third longest?
Lover. I think Lover was third longest.
Okay. And then that would mean Deja Vu is the shortest. At 5 minutes and 37 seconds, I Need a Lover by John Cougar Mellencamp's the longest. 4 minutes and 39 seconds, Born in the USA. Then David Crosby, Deja Vu. And the shortest was actually Yesterday. And this is really surprising because, you know, we know these songs so well, but most people don't have any idea what the order is. I'm going to give you guys one now that I think.
No, I got to give you one before you give me that one. Okay, I'm going to give you 4 items. Or 4 things, and you tell me which one does not belong.
Okay.
You got a boy, a girl, sex, and a drum. Which one does not belong?
Boy, a girl, sex, and a drum. I would say the sex doesn't belong.
Actually, that's right. Because you can beat a boy, you can beat a girl, and you can beat a drum, but you can't beat sex, Bob.
Yeah, I got the right answer.
Yeah, you got it. That's good. Very few people do.
We've always said that one day we're going to create a game for Bob. So we're still working on it. We kept our promise, Bob.
I got the right answer. All right, you ready for another quickie?
Let's do it.
Sort these animals by how long they can hold their breath.
Oh, my God.
Okay. A cockroach, a platypus, a dolphin, and a penguin. Which one do you think can hold their breath the longest? A cockroach, a platypus, a dolphin, or a penguin?
I would say the cockroach.
Okay, and what do you think was number 2?
It's got to be the dolphin or the platypus. I would
penguin,
think.
Platypus, or dolphin?
I'm going to go dolphin on that one.
Okay, and what do you think is number 3?
The platypus.
Okay, and number 4, the penguin.
The penguin.
Okay. Well, first of all, congratulations, you got number 1 right. The cockroach does hold its breath the longest.
Wow.
For 40 minutes, a cockroach can hold its breath.
That would explain why they'll survive a nuclear bomb.
Survive everything, yeah.
It's hard to kill those things.
Number 2 is a penguin at 18 minutes.
I was going to go with penguin, yeah.
And then number 3, the platypus. A dolphin can only hold its breath for 5 to 7 minutes. It's a mammal. It has to come up for air.
Right.
Well, so is the platypus.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know why I can hold for 14 minutes.
What I want to know, Bob, is who actually held the cockroach underwater to get that number?
And how did they know it died, you know, when it did?
They just threw it in water and they timed when it died. That's exactly right. They just timed when they died. They didn't have to hold it the whole time. All right, here's a good one. Sort these things by the correct number of each, okay? So which of these has the most and which has the least? Noses on a slug, eyes on a bee, decks on Noah's Ark, and peas in a pod. Okay?
Which one has the least?
Which has the least? Which has the most and which has the least? Which has the most? Noses on a slug, eyes on a bee, decks on Noah's Ark, or peas in a pod?
God, it's either Noah's Ark or peas on a pod. I've seen peas. I'm going to go with peas because there's usually about 5 or 6.
All right. And then what do you think is number 2? Now we're down to noses on a slug, decks on Noah's Ark, or eyes on a bee. What's the second most?
Noah's Ark.
Okay. And what do you think is the third most?
Eyes on a bee.
Okay. And what do you think is the fourth most?
Slugs?
Well, it'd be the slug, the only thing left.
The slug. Well, you almost got it perfect. You were right. There's 9 peas in a pod. But then second most is decks on Noah's Ark. And then eyes on a bee and noses on a slug were reversed. There's actually... Oh, no, you got it right. I'm sorry. Eyes on a bee, there's five, and noses on a slug, there's four. So you got all four right.
Gee, and I just watched Evan Almighty. I was hoping I'd get that one on decks
on
Noah's Ark. Wow, this is like different than any of your other games, Bob.
I know. It's
and this really levels the playing field.
But if we're all sitting around in a room, the way the game actually plays is there's a card, and everyone has a little counter, and you have colored tiles, and you put them in the right order, and then everyone holds up their colored tiles, and you see how many spaces each person gets to move. And what I love about this game is everyone gets to play on every turn, but also you're learning as you're playing.
Like, do you ever find
a cockroach could hold its breath for 40 minutes?
Yeah. Do you ever get anybody that challenges your answers?
All the time. We've double and triple sourced everything, but a lot of these have ranges. So, for example, peas in a pod, it can be anywhere from 7 to 9.
Right.
And so we'll get somebody who, got some hybrid alien pea pod that only had 5. And they'll write us in and say, well, I think there's more, noses on a slug because I got this slug with 6 and I got this pea pod with 5. And we just say to them, you know what, the game is really not to rule your life.
And you know what else I would say to them, Bob, is they have far, far too much free time on their hands. I'm so jealous.
If they're spending their time trying to prove that we're wrong. But in general, people think it's great and they learn a lot. And the answers have all been, have all been researched. And so they're accurate and correct, which is really
You cool. should offer them a job and say, I'm paying minimum wage if you're interested in working for us.
You want to be one of our researchers.
Yeah.
We're going to take another quick break and we'll be back with more of Bob Moog and University Games. This is Michelle Kaur. Join me on the road to fabulous with Vitabella Weight Loss Center's HCG diet plan, the original Dr. Simeon's HCG natural hormone diet. 623-334-5280. That's
623-334-5280. You sex a thing, you.
Hi, this is Les Brown, Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. I'm a speaker, I'm an author, I'm a speech coach, and I'm an event planner. When you bring someone in to talk about sales, you need someone that can expand the vision of your sales force, and particularly those top performers that are stuck, to give them methods, techniques, and also to create a shift that can take them to the next level. Alan Castilla, because he knows he has experience, he's been there, he's done it, and he's also my coach, and I can tell you, I've seen them all. When you want a trainer that can really make some impact, that will show up on your bottom line, Alan Castilla, he's the man who will get the job done.
Hey, this is CeCe Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Kaur, 6 Degrees. Finally!
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com. Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you. The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Wow, that song brings back memories, Nate. Back from our Naked Truth days.
Riding around the truck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. We had some really good times. Well, it's so exciting to have Bob here move with us again from University Games. He's the founder and chairman. This is actually our 10th year together. That's really awesome. I love every year around this time I get the phone call from whoever Bob's PR person is at the time. It's like, it's that time of year again. And I'm like, okay, awesome. What are the new games? And we're going to be giving away some games on today's show. We're going to have a couple copies of Sorted Out, the game that we're playing, the game of putting things in order, as well as 20 questions. And Sorted Out is for ages 12 and up. Again, great family fun over the holidays when you're sitting inside warm, drinking cocoa. It's been pretty chilly here lately. We're cold at like 60.
Yeah, we... So. cold front moved right on through. It'd be dropping down to 70 degrees today.
Bob, let's play a few more rounds of Sorted Out. We can also play some 20 questions. Actually, I'd love to take just a quick minute. I love your story, and I think, again, it's so inspirational to have you on right now. There's a lot of people maybe who have lost their jobs or they're miserable in their job, and you're somebody who's a prime example who truly followed your passion and made it a business. And I think that's a really great message that needs to go out for anyone who probably is reevaluating their life or their relationship or their health or their wellness or their financial well-being. Over the holidays, I think we have a tendency to do that for the new year. We want to create new and amazing things. And you're a really incredible, inspirational example of that. You also have gone head-to-head before with like Warner Brothers and Mattel and huge game companies that were a lot more established than you were at the time to win out some of the contracts like Harry Potter.
Yeah, it is. It's really about, I think, just setting goals and then working every day to achieve them. We started this company with $20,000, and that was all we had, and we just bootstrapped it. So we didn't have big investors or venture capitalists or anyone like that, and we just sort of focused on it, and we built a culture here where the people that are here are kind of family to us, and we all integrate kind of our work life with our personal lives so that we turn work into fun, in a sense.
Well, if I ever move to the Bay Area or anywhere in Northern Cal, I will be calling you for a job.
Okay, well, I would love that.
It's too bad that...
I haven't really met in person. So
I know.
I would, after 10 years, it would be great. I would hire you in a second.
Awesome.
It's too bad that you the TV show The Shark Tank wasn't around whenever you were starting up.
That would have been great. That would have helped us out quite a bit. I think I could have handled those guys.
Yeah. I bet you they would have loved handling your product line very easily because it's...
They would have invested.
It's totally awesome.
Hopefully, and that would have been really great.
Yeah.
But what I've always felt is that if we believe in what we're doing, then we shouldn't we should go for it, and we shouldn't be intimidated by larger companies or by the fact that we don't have the experience that other people have. And the other thing that we've really injected into everything we do in all aspects of our business is imagination, creativity, and fun. And it's amazing how people will react when you show that you're willing to do things a little bit differently and you believe in what you're doing. And the Harry Potter story is a good example of that. Warner Brothers was looking for a licensee to make games and puzzles, and they got these really big proposals from Mattel and from Hasbro, which are both multi-billion-dollar companies. And they made videos of the presidents of their companies talking about how important the Harry Potter license would be, and they hired professional actors to create skits about what the toys would be like. And what we did instead, but what they didn't do, is, and they hired ad agencies, but what they didn't do is they didn't actually read the books. So we went out, and this was when only the first three books were out, and we read the books, and we said, let's really present an approach on getting these licenses the way that Harry Potter would.
Well, I tell you what, you remind me, it's a movie called Big.
Yeah.
You're Tom Hanks.
Movie with Tom Hanks.
You are Tom Hanks, where everybody else, well, it's got this kind of graph and this type of thing, and you'll show, but they didn't put their hands on it at all.
Well, it's
no forward
the way
thought.
This stuff works is just so interesting. With this Harry Potter story, what we ended up doing is we wrote letters every day, postcards every day to them. It's green or purple ink, just like in the book, like the postcards Harry Potter got before he went to Hogwarts. And then we flew down to make a presentation, and instead of having myself and one of my product managers in coats and ties, when the Warner Brothers executives walked into the boardroom, sitting at the head of the table was a 9-year-old girl dressed like Hermione and a little boy dressed like Harry Potter with glasses. And they stood up in the room, the 9-year-old and the 10-year-old, and they said, we've heard rumors that you're going to have muggles making Harry Potter games, and we will not allow it. We will put bad witchcraft on Warner Brothers if you don't let the people at Hogwarts make the games. And these people from Warner Brothers were just, like, aghast. They didn't know what to do. They said, and they didn't say anything, and then the two kids said, however, there is one company that might be able to pull it off, and that would be University Games. And then we walked in the room, and we did our presentation. Well, at the end of the presentation, the Warner Brothers people were asking the children if our games were any good, And the children were our children who we'd flown down there to do it.
they better not have a bad word to say about them.
Over Mattel and Hasbro.
Well, I've always loved that story, Bob. And, you know, as you know, Nate and I have bounced all around many multiple stations. And now we're here on Voice America and their variety of stations, including Variety and Health and Wellness. But they have added a new channel. And I want to make sure to introduce you to the president of Voice America, as well as the founder of the KidStar Radio Network, who's doing just that. It's Voice America Kids. All the commercials, all the programming, all the interviews are all done by kids. And so having some of the kids interview you and review some of the games, I'm going to make sure that happens off behind the mic when I get out of here. But I've already told Patrick about it. So, again, we love all the things that you do and being a part of your campaign each and every year. And if I have time within the next couple weeks, love to get you on now that you have the even younger games to promote. Because again, there's a lot of parents out there, wonderful things to do with your family over the holidays. And every game that you have at any age is always really educational and fun and different. One of my favorite games also being Factor Crap. Mm-hmm. And I love that story because, you know, what was it, Toys R Us didn't want to take it. A lot of the people didn't want to take the game in because of the word crap. And I'm going, oh, my God. And yet they let some of the video games that are on sale in there. You got to be kidding me.
Well, the end of the story, I fought this battle three times. I fought it with a game called Battle of the Sexes. Then we fought the battle again with Factor Crap. And then the last 3 years, we've been fighting the battle with a game we came out with called Smartass.
Oh, I love Smartass. We played Smartass last time.
Yeah, and we just this year finally got Toys R Us and Target to buy Smartass. And the reason they bought it was because Sorted Out, the game we've been playing, won Game of the Year at the February kind of toy industry equivalent to the Oscars. And because of that, the CEO of Toys R Us came up to me and said, is there anything we can do to help you? Are we missing any of your good products? And I said, Smartass, and they put it in, and it's our top-selling game now at Toys R Us.
Awesome.
So,
yeah,
so
but
you,
they can...
If you're the little guy and you keep plugging away, you can sometimes make it in the
world. There might be some copyright infringement on that. I've long held that title.
Well,
for Smartass. So.
You know, it's funny you should mention that, because we did a trademark search, and for some reason, they've got you down not under smartass, but under dumbass.
Well,
or I thought it was Jack.
My twin brother.
You know, but it's amazing. I knew someone that had two, you know, relatively little ones, 8 and 10, but they could go to Toys R Us and get Halo and Grand Theft Auto.
Right, but they couldn't buy
Factor Crap.
Exactly.
And then they thought, ooh, we're saying the word crap. I'm like, oh, but you're killing people and raping people and stealing cars in the other game, and that's not a problem.
Well, the funniest thing that happened with that game was we were presenting it to Kmart. And now, this is a true story. We were presenting that game to Kmart, and the buyer from Kmart said, we can't have that game on our shelves because of the word on there. And I said, fact? And they said, no, crap. And I said, well, why is that a problem? And they said, well, we're worried that if our customers are walking down the aisle and they see the word crap on a game, it will remind them about the quality of the stuff in our store. Boy, at Kmart, the buyer at Kmart actually said that to me.
Wow, that's classic.
I don't think you need to worry about that. I think people are very conscious of your quality, and having Factor Crap there isn't going to reinforce anything negative.
Oh, my God. I love it.
They weren't worried about the word being offensive. They were worried about it.
Reflecting on them.
Criminal, you know, messaging to their customers that everything in Kmart was bad.
Maybe you should have changed the title to Factor Kmart.
We should have.
A special edition. let's play one more round of Sorted Out. And again, we're going to give some copies away. So if you want to call us, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. Give us a call or shoot me an email, or you can Facebook me, facebook.com/Michelle Corr. And we'll make sure you get a copy of Sorted Out or 20 Questions. We'll play one more round, and then we're going to let you go, Bob.
All right, that sounds great. I want to also mention that along with Game Days, this game and all of our games are available at Toys R Us and also RUGame.com, which is a wonderful, wonderful site with lots of games from lots of companies. So here you go. Here's your final Sorted Out. Sort these drinks by the amount of caffeine they contain per 8 fluid ounces. And they are Pepsi-Cola, green tea, vitamin water, and a Crystal Light iced tea.
Wow, by the amount of caffeine. I'm sorry, can you say those again?
Pepsi-Cola.
Okay.
Vitamin water, green tea, and Crystal Light iced tea.
Which has the most?
Which has the most of those four?
Caffeine.
Which would have the most?
It's either the most obvious or not. I'm trying to, I'll go with Pepsi.
Okay, and what do you think is second? You've got vitamin water, Crystal Light, iced tea, and green tea. You know, green tea is what you get.
I think Crystal Light's probably full of a whole bunch of chemicals and caffeine.
Yeah.
Vitamin water and green tea.
Okay, is that your order?
I put green tea and then vitamin water, but that's just me.
Okay, and where would you guys put Crystal Light? Second?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're close. Pepsi is number one at 25 milligrams, but awesome. Green tea is number two.
Okay.
Vitamin water is number three, and then Crystal Light was actually the lightest.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah,
I had vitamin
that's,
in the
Crystal
right
Light
order.
Does have a lot of other bad stuff in it, but not a lot of caffeine.
Two out of four ain't bad.
That's Dominic, bad you had it right.
That would be a 500 batting average to be in the Hall of Fame.
Awesome. Well, Bob, it's always a pleasure to have you here. I will connect with Patrick to make sure, one, we get you on Voice America Kids, and two, we see if we can get you on to talk about some of your kids' games before the holidays, because I know
I
this is your holiday season.
I will make myself available. Just, you know, work it out with Patrick on my end, and let's do it.
Okay, thanks
again. Hey, Bob,
again.
I'm going to contact you on that. I want to get enrolled in and have my daughter part of your test there.
I'm going to put you on the VIP list, and the four-year-old will be getting games to test. She just has to give it. She has to email me or call me. And tell me how she likes them.
Okay, awesome.
I'll make sure she does it.
All right, you guys take care.
Okay, have a great weekend.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, we're going to be back on the other side with Holland Striplin, a reality television producer, and they are coming to Scottsdale.
What if you had the perfect life?
Will you marry me?
Of course, Penny Bear.
What if God had other plans?
Real.
I'm an angel sent here to help you straighten out your life.
For Ben Walker, a divine intervention.
What is this?
Call the great what if.
See, every now and then he chooses someone to re-examine their life.
What if I follow God's plan for your life instead of your own?
Gives him a second chance.
Mommy, Daddy's crawling on the floor.
Dad, no, I'm not anybody's dad.
Kevin Sorbo, Christy Swanson, John Ratzenberger, and Debbie Ryan.
When you walked away, you broke two hearts. And now he's giving you another chance.
From producer Jerry Jenkins, author of the Left Behind series.
Thank you for letting me make things right. I want to be yours from now on.
What if?
I'm Gia Heller, president of Arizona Women Networking. You've seen us on News Channel 3, read about us in the Arizona Republic, and heard us on the Michelle Kors Show. Arizona Women Networking provides you the tools you need and provides you a community of women that will help you promote your products and services. Check out our website at www.arizonawomennetworking.com. Join the social media revolution today before your competitor does. www.arizonawomennetworking.com.
Support for Michelle Kors' 6 Degrees Connected comes in part from a grant from the Skin and Makeup Institute of Arizona. Founded on commitment and passion, the Institute trains qualified students the marketable skills needed to gain employment in the aesthetics industry. We offer professional education programs in aesthetics, professional makeup artistry, laser tech certification, and permanent makeup. The Institute also offers discounted client services, including chemical exfoliation, microdermabrasion, acne, and ethnic skin treatments. For more information about the Skin and Makeup Institute of Arizona's programs, classes, monthly career opportunity night, and about financial assistance for those who qualify, visit their website, smi-a.com, or call 623-334-6700. That's 623-334-6700.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Sometimes I shave my legs and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I comb my hair and sometimes I won't. Depending on how the wind blows, I might even paint my toes. It really just depends on whatever feels good in my soul.
Not the average girl.
Welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Kors 6 Degrees. We are visiting with Holland Striplin, Hollywood reality television casting director for shows like NBC's The Biggest Loser, ABC's Opportunity Knocks, and many, many more. Too long to list here. She is here to promote Carson Kressley's new Oprah Network makeover show. Carson is on a nationwide search and will be here in Scottsdale. So Holland's going to tell us all about that. So if you need a new look for a big event, if there's something you're avoiding or afraid to do, like cut your hair, if you're making a fresh start for a new job or you need a new style, or you're facing some kind of challenge you need to overcome, this is going to be the cure for you. Welcome, Holland.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Great. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Tell my audience a little bit about your background. You've been a casting director for over 5 years. You worked on some really big programs helping find talent, including Diatribe and the Travel Channel's America's Worst Driver. I did somehow have missed
that
edition.
That was a fun one.
Awesome. So you're really passionate about helping people and hearing their stories in hopes of somehow changing their lives through reality TV. We'll definitely have to talk after the show because I've got a program idea for you.
Oh, great. Yeah, I did scripted casting for 5 years before getting into reality, and I started doing reality TV, and I always only take shows that are kind of the feel-good type shows that kind of help change people's lives, not so much the crazier ones. So I'm really excited about this one. Carson's a great guy and, always tries to send a good message, and so we're coming to Scottsdale, and I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, tell us about his trip. Now, right now, he's on a nationwide road trip. Scottsdale's one of the cities that he's going to visit, and what are you looking for?
So the show's called Carson Nation. It's going to be on the new Oprah Winfrey Network, and, Carson's known kind of throughout the country as being the makeover guru, so we're looking for a lot of different things. We're looking for men and women. I know it's always a little bit harder to find men for this, but we would like some of those too. We're looking for people that maybe want a makeover for a big event that's coming up, or, someone that's been holding back from doing something because they didn't have the confidence that they need to go out and do it. Maybe they felt like they didn't look good enough to ask this girl out on a date, or maybe they have always wanted to do stand-up comedy or some kind of stage performance, but they'd like a new look to go along with it, or even they're trying to start a band but need to Carson to kind of help them get their look, overall look and appearance going for that. Someone that maybe has taken a rough hit in the economy that's trying to get back on their feet, make a fresh start, and needs kind of a new style to match so that they can go out and do these interviews for the new jobs and whatnot. Or somebody that's facing some type of challenge that Carson can help them overcome. Maybe they have, always wanted to come out to their family, and they hadn't had a way to do that, and they want to kind of Carson to help them, and in a tasteful way to come out or to make some type of big announcement. Maybe that's we're engaged, or whatever, something like that. Maybe somebody wants to propose to their boyfriend or girlfriend. That's something that he would love to help with, give them a new look before they pop the question. Or even somebody that's getting married that just kind of wants a twist on their look before they walk down the aisle. We're looking for all kinds of things.
I think I fit into most of those categories.
Are you on Facebook with that?
Yes, we are.
Holland, I invited my dear friend and partner, Gia Heller, to join us today because she has a huge, huge, huge following on both Facebook and, all of her social media. She also is the owner and founder of Arizona Women and Arizona Men Networking. So I know we'll be able to push quite a few people your direction.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Will you be posting this as a Facebook event in which we could invite all of our friends?
Yes, I can definitely do that. I will do that today.
Yeah, if you can do that. And you're asking now, anybody hearing this, my show, of course, is Phoenix Scottsdale, but it's also global, and you're traveling around the country. But for the Scottsdale edition, you'd like people to be able to email you prior to November 22nd.
Yes, exactly, because that's when we'll be going to do the interviews and everything. So we definitely need them to get the information in prior to that. We are going to other cities across the country, but some of them haven't been officially announced yet. So if people want to keep checking the site and everything, they can certainly see if we're coming to a town near them. It's six small towns across the country. So
how many shows do you propose that's probably going to happen for this show?
There'll be six episodes.
Six episodes.
And hopefully we'll get picked up for more after that.
Wow. And so people can email you at carsoncasting@rrstaff.com. That's carsoncasting at rrstaff.com. Also, make sure I post that on my Facebook page with the date and your number. May I give that out?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
That's my office number that they can call, yeah.
Okay, great. It's 323-860-8972, 323-860-8972. So again, if you or you know anyone who needs or like to have the opportunity to get a fashion, well, a lifestyle makeover, really, from Carson Kressley, they're going to be doing so in Scottsdale. And now, is November 22nd the actual date you're going to be here, or?
We'll probably be there right after Thanksgiving.
Thank
goodness. So that's kind of the cutoff before we go on the road. And just a couple quick things I wanted to point out. In Scottsdale, in particular, we'd love to have like a cowboy or someone that's into the kind of Western look and whatnot. I know there's probably a lot of wives that are trying to get their husbands over that or something. Carson would love to kind of turn that look around a little bit. And we're also looking for people that need make-unders that kind of film kind of overdoing it a little bit.
Oh, yeah, like a Tammy Faye syndrome type thing.
Exactly.
Okay, got it.
Kind of tone down a little bit. You know, big hair, lots of makeup, you know, crazy clothes and outfits that, you know, their best friend's always telling them they need to tone it down, but maybe Carson can be the one that actually...
You may have to go to Oklahoma to get a lot of that, so...
No, it just depends on
where
you're
at. I've got family members that I could introduce you to, though.
Or Blue Martini on a Friday night.
I always loved those under makeover shows. I think Ricky Lake used to do a bunch, and I remember this one episode... They had these very large women wearing very, very skimpy outfits. And the one woman said, "I look good." And someone in the audience stood up and said, "Somebody lied to you, sister." only they could have gotten away with it. But yes, yeah, so under makeover, make unders are as important as makeovers. And I was so excited when I got the information from Frank to help you make this announcement. Maybe I can even do so on next week's show and then the next week's show to help... drive traffic from our local area here, because I know a bunch of people that are interested and really want to do it, not just for the fun of makeover, but because, like you said, Holland, they have an important event or activity or something going on in their life. They want to make a shift or a change for the new year. They're applying for a new job, or they found themselves single and they're dating again. And I think sometimes I like to call that, you know, your personal branding. A lot of people in this current economy know that they have to be out and they have to be meeting and making more friends, more contacts, more networking. But if your personal branding isn't in alignment, you know, from head to toe, we're visual people and we make impressions based on image, you know, what we see at first sight. So it's really important to, walk your talk and look your look.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we've had a lot of people that, you know, submitted their information just because, you know, oh, I've always had the same hairstyle or whatever. And that's fine, and that, you know, you might be considered that way. But we definitely want people that have some sort of reason that they want to have the makeover, whether it's, you know, the dating or the, you know, have a dance coming up or, you know, just whatever the reason is. And it doesn't have to be anything spectacular. It could even be something as simple as a man wants to get clean shaven and get a new outfit so he can take his wife out dancing, you know, because they haven't been out dancing in years because they have a family now that they're trying to raise, you know. Any sweet little things like that. It doesn't have to be some over-the-top, really sad story. It can be, but it doesn't have to be.
Well, so. I have every intention of eventually having a show on the OWN network myself, so I need to make the transition from behind the mic to in front of the camera. So I'm going to nominate myself. What is it that you'd like for people to include when they send you an email? What kind of information are you looking for? Short, sweet, and to the point? Any particular facts or information?
Just their, you know, name and obviously contact information. That's like the number one thing people leave off that we need.
It is amazing, isn't it?
It really is. And then just a little brief background or bio on them to let us know, you know, what they're going through or why they want to get a makeover from Carson, why they think this would be a good thing for them. Or if they're nominating someone, which they could also do, then, you know, why they feel like that person is kind of deserving of the makeover.
Awesome. Well, I'll have my submission in before the end of the weekend. We have a local program here I used to called Beth and Bill, and I always said, okay, one day I'm going to end up between Beth and Bill and Oprah and Phil. So, you know, I got to stick to that plan. Well, thank you so much, Carson. I'll try and give you a plug next weekend. Maybe if you're free, you can call in too. And then, of course, it's Thanksgiving, and we look forward to seeing you safe in Scottsdale after that.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend. Again, if anyone wants to send a an email and nominate yourself or someone, it's carsoncasting@rrstaff.com. That's carsoncasting@rrstaff.com. Or you can call 232-860-8972. That's 323-860-8972. And well, I don't go anywhere. I think we're going to be back on. I know we're going to be back on the other side. We've got Gia Heller sitting quietly over here. Gia, are you not awake yet?
Here.
She's
no, she's
ready.
Awake. She's buzzing off the walls. I've seen the cup of coffee.
Yeah, we're going to be back on the other side with Gia Heller. We've got Miranda, only goes by, quote, Miranda, like Cher or Madonna. And hopefully Marlena Kruger also calling in. And then David Brunel Smith. So a fun packed hour right on the other side. I can't hear that music, Mike, so I don't know where we're at in the break, but I think it's time to go. We'll see you on the other side.
Listening to Michelle Corr 6 Degrees.
I had an awesome time.
Broadcast live. For podcasts, visit Michelle Corr at iTunes. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Streaming live. The leader in internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com. But it's a niche. Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Live, it's Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees, your connected consciousness.
And behave.
We're not separated by 6 degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Oh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kors.
Welcome to 6 Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness Channels, and KWSS 106.7 FM, Phoenix, Scottsdale. Game On is the theme of today's show. We have an incredible cast still to come. David Brunell Smith, District 7 House Rep for Arizona and owner of Smith Law Firm. David fights for those who have been arrested and or charged with DUI, DWI, interlock defense, and criminal defense. And we're going to have a giveaway then when he's on. Marlena Kruger, a Body Beautiful Spa and AWN member, is here to promote their Botox Happy Hour this Tuesday. Also, Miranda of Miranda's Creative. And now, Gia Heller, Corporate Real Estate Tenant Rep, founder of Arizona Women and Arizona Men Networking, and Gia, the marketing guru. She joins me to discuss cooperation and collaboration in your team when building your brand alignment, awareness, and exposure. Gia, it's always an honor to have you here. And I'm so excited about all the great things that we're going to be doing together, truly helping people, number one, understand their brand, know why it is exciting to the public, create brand awareness, and more importantly, brand exposure. Because if you're not promoting yourself correctly, and if you don't have the right team behind you, all your efforts go out the window. Like, a lot of people understand that they need social media, but if you're utilizing your Facebook, your LinkedIn, or your Twitter incorrectly, it's going to work against you. Let's talk a little bit about how you started Arizona Women and Arizona Men's Networking, because it's truly the Valley's premier social media networking group.
Thank you. Thank you. And good afternoon, everyone. It's always great to be on the air with Michelle. Michelle is a good partner and friend of mine. I started the groups because I believed, I was told by somebody to start a leads group, actually, and I declined it for a while. But once I grasped it and realized that it was more than just going to people asking them to help me, that it was a way that I could go out to the community and say, how can I help you, and how can I build a relationship with you? And in turn, when you need my services, you're going to automatically do that because I've already built a relationship with you based on trust and a reciprocal, give and take relationship.
And I love that because it's the same, you know, process, MO that I have on my show here, is that I don't promote anyone that I don't know, that I haven't had the opportunity to meet, unless they're a high profile and a national guest, in which case they already have a following and we know who they are. I also don't promote anything I haven't done or don't have the ability to do myself, because if I can experience something, then I become your cheerleader, evangelist, you know, promoter, and it's coming from my heart, not my head. It's because I truly believe in who you are and what you do. And right now, those kind of relationships are really the best asset we could ever have. Word of mouth. Nothing is more important and inexpensive as word of mouth.
I try to break it down. You saw the other day, we met with a mutual client and we sat with them and we said, this is what has to happen. For you to really take your business to the next level, you need to become the local celebrity for whatever it is that you do. And you need to get out into the community, and you need to be out and about regularly. I mean, maybe 2 to 3 times a week per minimum. But then if you're meeting hundreds of people every month, the only way that you could possibly manage that is through what I call electronic community management, which is social media. So basically, you go out into the community, you cultivate these relationships, you spend the time with the people, but ultimately, if you're going to reach thousands and thousands of people and have influence over thousands of business owners, you're going to have a mechanism in place to control it electronically, because you cannot phone dial all of those people on a regular, weekly, or daily basis. What I can do, though, however, is touch them all personally and professionally through Facebook, because that's where everybody is every day.
Yeah, it's a huge platform. And again, if you're not utilizing it correctly, it can work against you. And it's a huge time commitment. I mean, one of the most valuable assets we have is the value of our time. And I figured out, even if I'm just checking in, you know, half hour, 20 minutes in the morning, and once in the middle of the day, and then again at night, what's wrong?
Oh, I heard somebody talking in the background while I was talking, and okay. So I was letting Dominic know maybe he could fix it for next.
But I mean, I'm spending at least, you know, an hour, maybe a little bit more a day. That's an 8 hour, you know, that's an 8 hour day. That's, you know, several weeks a year on Facebook. So if I'm going to be there, I need to make sure that I'm creating value, I'm building relationships, I'm forming a community. And this is all things that you and your within the group, as well as outside, in your Gia, the marketing guru, and your personal coaching that you do for people, this is what you help them do and align and be clear in their messaging, understand their brand, become the expert in their field. And I do that through media, saying establish yourself as an expert in the media. But I'm really step four of the process. I stole the term sacred six from our friend Troy, but I've always wanted to know myself. I've had so many people on my show in the past that, you know, they come, they jump on radio and they say, well, I'm not really sure if it worked. And then I noticed they didn't do anything to the podcast, or they didn't do anything
exactly
here. And said, so I was working with a branding expert from Bob Proctor. I'm fortunate that we'll be attending the Bob Proctor Matrix in Toronto in December, and said, what really is the full branding process? I'm in radio and media, but what is that synergy? How does that need to flow? So really how it works is that your brand alignment and messaging is the first thing you need to do for your business. The second step is your web, whatever information is out there on the web. The third is your social media. Now with the way things are, and as you know, Gia, you're really able to blend your web into your social media. Facebook could
be
your only website that you have, and we have incredible friends that do that. Then I'm really step number four, radio, television, print, PR.
Publicity.
Publicity. You want everything in alignment before you get to me. Now, after me, you want to repurpose that information. You want to take the press releases that Gia helped you do.
Syndicate it.
Distribute it. Put that podcast out there. It's on my...
Get local or regional or national coverage, depending on what it is that you need for your business.
Exactly. Even if you might not be, you know, you might be listening to this show in another market. We can help you. I mean, thanks to the beauty of radio and the internet, there's no physical commitment. So you could have G and I as your cheerleading team supporting you behind the scenes no matter where you're at. And I'm really looking forward to partnering with you and being able to do that, because I also believe that So many people have an incredible web person, maybe. Maybe they've got a PR firm. Maybe they've got their web designer. Maybe they've got a marketing arm or somebody's helping them. But the biggest problem is that all these people don't know each other. They're having to communicate with five or six different people, where everyone that we work with, there's a flow. You're going to know what Donna needs at We Build Your Social Media. She's going to know what I need. I'm going to know what the next person needs, so that we're all working towards the same goal for the same person, for
right.
that client.
I'm basically a spokesperson for all you gals, because what I do is I come in as the general contractor and I assess a company's situation. So I'll say to them, listen, you have a great product and you have a great service. The problem is this. You don't have somebody, you don't have a set of problems that you're a solution to. And what we need to do is create strong leaders that are going to be role models for your company moving forward. And we need to put them out in the community. We need to make them your testimonials, because walking, breathing testimonials from people that already have followings within the community, those go viral. And that kind of a program is something that we could facilitate for someone. We could come in and from A to Z experience your product and services, let you know where we think that you're doing superbly, where you may be needing some help, and become those spokespeople and role models for your product moving forward. And, you know, from A to Z, there's very little that we couldn't get done or provide for anybody's business.
Well, and then you end up, like with what you said, incredible word of mouth and third-party endorsements, and people trust that. It's not you out promoting yourself.
Exactly. And then you take it the next step. And then the next step is what I'm going to be talking about at this Wednesday's Ladies Only meeting, is take it to the next level of collaboration, where now it's not just me being the spokesperson. It's me saying, and this is Michelle Kaur, and I am now a spokesperson for you. So you don't, when we walk into a room of 200 people, you know 100 and I know 100. Somehow we know half the room each, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the real value there is for me to say, and this is Michelle Kaur, to the people that you don't know, and then you're introducing me. So there's a total crossover. We introduce each other, and at the same time, we're not really, you know, selling. We're selling the other person's services, and we're introducing, and we're really exponentially growing our contacts over time if we do that with each other.
Well, there's probably a lot of people that out there that can identify with that, because both you and I are the brand, and it's hard when you are the product as much as I ask those same questions, and that's why there's such great synergy between us, and I can hear Les Brown's words in my head. I have a guest confirmation form that I have everybody fill out, and I say, what is the problem you are the solution to? And this is good advice for any media that you do. If you want to do
Absolutely.
A favor for Channel 3, Channel 12, 15, national, international, answer what is the problem you're the solution to. And don't focus too much on the negative, but how are you going to affect their listeners? What solutions can you provide? And then Les Brown simplifies it. He says, who are you? What do you have? Why do I care? So I'm going to change my form to say that, because, you know, if you can't answer those questions, again, if I can't promote you, if you can't tell me how to promote you, I can't do it. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back on the other side. We're visiting with Gia Heller, founder of Arizona Women and Arizona Men Networking.
I'm Gia Heller, president of Arizona Women Networking. You've seen us on News Channel 3, read about us in the Arizona Republic, and heard us on the Michelle Kaur Show. Arizona Women Networking provides you the tools you need and provides you a community of women that will help you promote your products and services. Check out our website at www.arizonawomennetworking.com. Join the social media revolution today before your competitor does. www.arizonawomennetworking.com.
For Ben Walker, a divine intervention.
Real. I'm an angel sent here to help you straighten out your life.
Gives him a second chance.
Call the great what if.
What if I followed God's plan for your life instead of your own?
Kevin Sorbo, Christy Swanson, John Ratzenberger, and Debbie Ryan.
Thank you for letting me make things right. I want to be yours from now on.
What if?
Support for Michelle Coors' 6 Degrees Connected comes in part from a grant from the Skin and Makeup Institute of Arizona. Founded on commitment and passion, the Institute trains qualified students the marketable skills needed to gain employment in the aesthetics industry. We offer professional education programs in aesthetics, professional makeup artistry, laser tech certification, and permanent makeup. The Institute also offers discounted client services, including chemical exfoliation, microdermabrasion, acne, and ethnic skin treatments. For more information about the Skin and Makeup Institute of Arizona's programs, classes, monthly career opportunity night, and about financial assistance for those who qualify, visit their website, smi-a.com, or call 623-334-6700. That's 623-334-6700.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
To Michelle Coors, 6 Degrees. That's one of my favorite Facebook songs. Every time I'm friending a new person on Facebook, that comes to me. We're visiting with Gia Heller, corporate real estate tenant rep, founder of Arizona Women and Arizona Men Networking, as well as Gia, the marketingguru.com, joins me to discuss cooperation and collaboration in your team when building your brand alignment, awareness, and exposure. In just a second, we've got Miranda of Miranda's Kiss, Miranda's creative traveling event, who's also a member of Arizona Women Networking. And hopefully we're going to get a few minutes with Marlena, because Marlena's got a huge event coming up. And I did tell her to call at 12, but we haven't heard from her yet unless I'm missing something on the screen. But let's talk about Marlena's event real quick. On Tuesday, she's having a Botox happy hour. They're also going to be doing a tremendous amount of education on some of their other products and services. I know they do permanent makeup. I know they do waxing.
I'm a client. I get my eyebrows waxed as well as full sets of eyelash extensions, which she charges $125 for a full set of eyelash extensions. Most people know that's over $350 in Scottsdale. And fills are about $45 a piece, I believe. And you only need to get them filled every 2 to 3 weeks, depending how rough you are on your eyes and what an amazing look it gives you. It really opens up the eye. It makes you look great even in the morning when you wake up without any makeup. It's a real confidence builder, those eyelashes. They are definitely addictive. And I say for any ladies with the acrylic nails, no one's looking at your nails the way that they're looking at your face and your eyes. I'd give up that habit and I would find a new one.
Well, your eyebrows alone are 40%, 75% of your expression, your eyes and your eyebrows. So again, we're talking about branding and
Absolutely.
Being out there and being alive and awake and feeling good and being powerful. And a lot of that is set with, you know, the way people visually perceive you. So,
and I think you're taking advantage of that $6.99 Botox
yes,
special on Tuesday.
I am going to try it out. $6.99. Now, another thing that I understand that they do there is a lot of people try and price. There's certain things I don't believe you price shop. You don't price shop Botox. You don't worry about the price. Although $6.99 is an incredible price, because at Marlena's they help you look natural. So, you know, if you've gone before and someone told you you needed 40 units, they might say, no, we want you to look natural, natural beauty. You won't want to let anybody know that you need this much. So they might only do 20. So again, you can't price shop it because you don't know how many units you need.
Sure. Absolutely.
So both Gia and I will be there on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And do you have that address handy? Oh, I do. It's right here. It's Body Beautiful Day and Med Spa, 4449 North 24th Street. So it's on the southeast corner of 24th Street in Campbell, conveniently located no matter where you are in the valley. You can also call them direct at 602-522-9222. That's 602-522-9222. Or you can visit bodybeautifulspa.net. That's bodybeautifulspa.net. So thanks so much, Marlena. We're also going to post this on our Facebook. So Tuesday, November 16th from 5:30 to 8. You don't need an appointment. Bring your friends. Tell them about it. And we will see you at the Botox Happy Hour. They're also going to be doing mini bikini waxes, caviar facials, and a no chip manicure for $30. So again, treat yourself. Be good to yourself. You're worth it, as I always say. Now we've got Miranda from Miranda's Creatives traveling event. Have you had your kiss today? Miranda is a serial visionary entrepreneur and a Navy veteran. She is changing the way businesses and organizations boost their efforts while having a whole lot of fun. Welcome, Miranda. Thanks so much for coming.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit. You have a very unique business idea and presence, and preferably you go by Miranda, like Cher and Madonna. I see no problem with that.
Exactly. Well, being retired Navy, I don't know if most people know, we don't have an identity. We're only known by our last name. So retiring a couple of years ago, I just kept my last name, Miranda, and it just seems to work because we have Miranda's Kiss, Miranda's Rights, Miranda's whatever you like to call it. So it just somehow brands. And as GM was mentioning, branding is so important, and it just kind of all came together. So Miranda's my surname, but it works perfectly in my business.
Now, you have a very unique business model. I mean, you're passionate about so many things, but you found a way to combine them all at once.
That's true. After juggling a couple of things through the years, what I finally came up with, just kind of pick and choose and see what works, is we have a unique situation and business model called event traveling. And what we do is we actually can open up, whether your shop is opening up or you have a fundraiser, and we make it a whole lot of fun. We bring our green screen. We bring our photographers. We have lipstick reading, especially for the fellas. You get to keep your lipstick. And we also have dance lessons. So you can have a triple threat at your party. You can hire one. You can hire both. You can hire all three. And the best thing, we come to you.
Now, so explain it in a corporate setting. Let's say Dial or Henkel is doing an event. How could you complement that?
Well, that's actually a perfect scenario. What we would do is not only cross-promote, but we would be the ones that people would come in. Sometimes, you know, people are walking around and waiting for the event to start. And we set up and we make them the star of the day. We have a red carpet presence, kind of like a paparazzi, and people just, again, just feel like a million bucks.
And you've got ways through your company in which you can actually help charities and nonprofits raise money. You're very into paying it forward and giving back.
That's correct. Retiring from the Navy a couple of years ago, I always thought, what is it I can do if I didn't have to make a whole lot of money? Not that money is not a motivator, but it's something that I thought of a charity. And I came up with Circle of Helping Hands. Basically, those business owners, organizations, individuals, we just really need to help each other. The economy's pretty tough right now. And if we help each other and just watch each other's back, we can all pay it forward.
Well, that's the most important thing. And I think when you're doing good things come back to you. Now, tell me a little bit more about Miranda's Kiss.
Well, it's my favorite part of my business. Miranda's Kiss is Keep Image Successfully Simple. So what we do is, whether it's our event entertainment or it is our media pro, anything that you would like for us to help you brand or help you put things together, we just kind of make it simple. But of course, we all strive to make it successful.
You're also a single parent.
That's correct.
I think a lot of women women and men, I know a lot of incredible fathers out there raising children on their own.
Yes, it's definitely been tough. Being in the military, I was a single parent as well, and we traveled quite a bit, and I was part of Desert Storm and had to get ready to go and leave my children with my mom, and it was a very difficult situation. But being in the military, you know, you got to do what you got to do, and that was my commitment. And now my children are older. I still have a 16-year-old son who actually is interning with my company. Jobs are hard for 16-year-olds, and he's doing absolutely wonderful. He is learning sales, customer service. He's our blinky man, and it's just a whole lot of fun making it a family event.
Well, that's wonderful. We were talking earlier in the show is that families, friends, brothers and sisters, parents and children that spend a lot of time together have the most successful, typically long-term relationships. And it's those memories that they'll have forever. Plus, you're teaching them, you know, a work ethic and values.
That's correct. And again, he's a big guy. He's a football player, 6'5", and it's kind of funny having him with all the blinkies around, and he draws attention, but he loves it, and he's doing really well.
I'd love to think also that you're part of a bigger family now within Arizona Women and Arizona Men Networking, because you're in an organization where everyone strives to help each other to get to the next level all together at the same time.
That's exactly true. I've actually been in the Valley for over 10 years, and I've been a professional networker for quite a few years. And when I restarted this company and reopened my organization, I looked far and wide of what group I wanted to associate with and which one I thought would be a mentor and a good business model. And looking, I knew the only place for me to be was with Arizona Women's Network. So I am so thrilled and pleased that we actually are part of this wonderful family.
Thank you. We're glad to have you.
Well, I agree with you, too. I mean, being in the media, I get invited to be a part of virtually everything, and there's only one networking group, connecting group, I like to call it, that I myself will attach myself to because of the values and everything that Gia promotes within, because I think that starts at the top. I mean, Gia sets the intention of what she wants to create, and then there's an accountability for everybody, you know, below, and we should all be working however we can to help promote each other within, and it becomes a family, and that's completely different. Being in media, I get so many people, me, and I think a lot of us can say that about many of the networking groups out there, and I mean, people have good intentions, they just haven't been able to create the environment that you've been able to create, Gia, and really provide platforms for people to get to know each other, understand each other's businesses, and become walking testimonial cheerleaders for them. Miranda, is there any last words you'd like to leave for my listeners about Miranda's Creatives or Miranda's Kiss? And I really love that part of your business because, I don't know if you heard earlier, but Oprah's network, Carson Kressley, is coming to town. He's doing a new makeover show. And so they're looking for contestants, anybody that needs a makeover. But really being aware of your personal brand. People are using Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. So important to have somebody that can help them create little videos or messaging like you do.
Also, I wanted to let everyone know that you can actually experience the entertainment value December 1st at First Wednesday's Five Families Speed Networking at the Chef's Loft in Scottsdale on Stetson. That's www.thechefsloft.com. Miranda and her crew are going to be there with her entertainment party staff, and we are all going to be having a really good time there. And I also wanted to take the opportunity to let you know that we are going to be having a big event in January at a mini mansion at the base of Camelback Mountain that I would love for you to be able to brand your services out to maybe possibly over 150 different community members. So I'm going to talk to you about that after the show.
That's what I'm talking about. It's not about competition. It's about cooperation. And I was actually going to surprise Gia, but since we are listening to we're on live, and I want all the listeners to know, definitely do not miss this group that we have December 1st. Mainly, we have decided as a company and as a nonprofit that everyone that shows up will get a free 4x6 Funtography photograph right there. Absolutely no obligation,
wow.
No cost. And if you want a lip reading, see what it's about, we can kiss and tell. So the last words I have to share is that I am so glad the vision and my mission is coming to fruition. Someone brand that, Gia. And I'm just so pleased that the organization that we fell into is Arizona Women's Network. We've had so many opportunities. What I love about this organization is that it actually made me streamline and look at my social media and really start looking at what I wanted to do, and it gave me direction. So those that are looking for an incredible opportunity to be part of a family, like I was in the military and I am now with Arizona Women's Network, this is definitely the place to be. Please check out my website at mirandaskiss.com. My nonprofit is circleofhelpinghands.org.
And also you can call direct 877-605-6389. That's 877-605-6389. Thank you both. We're going to be back on the other side for a continued portion of Arizona Women and Arizona Men Networking, and we'll be visiting with David Burnell Smith.
Hi, this is Les Brown, Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. I'm a speaker, I'm an author, I'm a speech coach, and I'm an event planner. When you bring someone in to talk about sales, you need someone that can expand the vision of your sales force, and particularly those top performers that are stuck, to give them methods, techniques, and also to create a shift that can take them to the next level. Alan Castilla, because he knows, he has experience, he's been there, he's done it, and he's also my coach, and I can tell you, I've seen them all. When you want a trainer that can really make some impact, that will show up on your bottom line, Alan Castilla, he's the man who will get the job done.
This is Michelle Kaur. Join me on the road to fabulous with Vita Bella Weight Loss Center's HCG diet plan, the original Dr. Simeon's HCG natural hormone diet. 623-334-5280. That's 623-334-5280.
You sex a thing, you. Hey, this is CC Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Kaur, 6 Degrees. Finally!
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
For you now, Gia, and our latest guest, David Brunell Smith, District 7 House Rep for Arizona and owner of Smith Law Firm. David fights for those who have been arrested and or charged with a DUI, DWI, interlocked defense, and criminal defense. And David, welcome to the show. Are you with us? Well, David will be joining us shortly. We need his extension to call him. So we'll just talk for just a second. Everybody that appears on my show is someone that that I've either met through a personal connection. I've met them myself and had the opportunity to interview them, or I've met them through a trusted friend or advisor. Dominic, can you have Mike call that number? So, David Brunell Smith, it was funny that I was, everywhere I go, it seems like, you know, it's a small world. And the reason the show is called 6 Degrees is because, well, several reasons. I mean, I grew up in Alaska, but it's funny, a friend of mine that, Benny, who used to live down here with me, for whatever reason it was, we seemed to know more people in Arizona than the people that actually grew up in Arizona. And we kept saying, God, it's such a small world. It's such a small world. And I don't think it's just small towns, but there's something about when you grow up in Alaska and you're completely secluded from the rest of the, quote, lower 48, there's a whole different level of accountability and integrity and morals and values and ethics, probably because there's really nowhere to hide. Nothing else to do, you know, and if you do, you know, something wrong, everyone will know about it. And that could greatly affect your business, etc. So it's something that just has been ingrained in me. And when I was going through a rebrand myself, my show used to be called Perfect Game, I thought, God, what do I do? I mean, what do I really mean? Am I really that attached to radio? I have a degree from Walter Cronkite, and I do love radio. But you know, what is my greatest gift? And I love connecting people. But I kept being shocked about, again, the lack of integrity and accountability. I kept saying, it's such a small world. It's such a small world. You know, the world can't get any smaller. Why do people think they can act inappropriately or whatnot? And it's not going to get back to you because, you know, again, we all seemingly know each other. So I called the show 6 degrees. I should have called it 3 degrees, but most people wouldn't get that. So I do have a point to this whole story, is that yesterday I ran in to see my esthetician real quick to get my eyebrows done. That's good radio, having proper eyebrows. And I'm listening to her in the background talk to a friend of hers, and she's reading the back of this business card. And all I heard her say was, like, David. And then she's reading, you know, what sounds like the proper procedure for a DUI or if you get arrested. And I said, what are you reading, Anne? And she said, oh, I'm reading David Smith's card. I said, David Brunel Smith? I said, she goes, yeah, he's one of my clients. I said, oh my gosh, he's going to be on my show tomorrow. This is like destiny. It's fate. And thanks to Gia, David is with us today. So what an honor to meet you in person. Apparently we both go to Anne, so that's a good sign. And Anne offered to give away a free facial to any one of your friends, David, or any one of our listeners. If you want a free facial from Anne, give me a call, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. And Gia, I'm going to let you introduce our special guest, David Brunel Smith.
David Brunel Smith was introduced to me by Leanne Hull, who is running for Congress.
I love Leanne. What a sweetheart.
Leanne is a wonderful woman. And she was telling him what we had done for Bill Montgomery's campaign.
I love Bill, too.
And congratulations to both Bill and David, two of my favorite guys, definitely my two favorite Republicans. But what we did was we did some internet marketing for the both of them and some social media. And as soon as I created David Brunel Smith's fan page, I got letters immediately from clients of his that had used him for DUI services. Now, mind you, many of these people wrote me anonymously because they didn't want anyone to know
that they were David's clients.
Exactly. But they said, this is a guy that fights to the bitter end. He does whatever it takes. And if you ever get in trouble, if you're ever in a position at night or during the day, whatever it is, where you're getting pulled over and you're about to go through what could be potentially the worst experience of your entire life, number one, don't drink and drive. But if you do, please do not go any further without contacting David Brunel Smith, because he is without a doubt, in addition to District 7, House Rep for Arizona now, the best DUI lawyer in Arizona, and our representative at Arizona Men Networking, our valley-wide expert on DUI law. And with that being said, I'd love to introduce David Brunel Smith.
Welcome, David.
Well, thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I've always wanted to do a show on this, actually, because it's one of those things that we never know what to do because we think we'll worry about it then. But it's really something you should know preventatively. God forbid you get pulled over for something, even if you're innocent. You know, I'm paranoid as soon as there's a cop behind me, even if I'm, you know, well, I'd never drink and drive anyway. But with the new laws and everything, it's pretty scary out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the laws are real tough in and sometimes they're really just so unfair to first-time DUI people. And hopefully in the legislature we can do some things to not make them not so tough, but also prevent people from losing their jobs. You know, you lose your license, you get your car towed away, you lose your car for 30 days. I mean, the sanctions are besides just the jail and the fines, the loss of driver's license, all this will affect people. And I tell them, and Gia's correct, the best advice that I can give to anyone is don't drink and drive, or know you're, you know, if you want to have one or two, but don't drink while your ability to drive is impaired, even to the slightest degree. But if you've been drinking, take a cab or call a friend.
Yeah, it's much cheaper, and it's going to wreak much less havoc on your entire life. But, I mean, it's with the rules being and the laws being like they are, murderers go more free than someone that's committed DUI. And again, of course, don't drink and drive. But God forbid something happens and you do get pulled over, and maybe you just had one, but maybe you're a lightweight and you're really small, and maybe that calculates higher in your system. What is the proper protocol, David?
Okay, first thing. You want to do, when you see a police officer behind you, you want to pull to the right to the safest place that you can pull and signal your vehicle so you can get off the road so you're out of danger and the police officer's out of danger. Now, if the officer believes you're drinking and thinks you've been drinking, under the present conditions, you're going to be arrested and you're going to be taken in. So the officer comes up to you, and sometimes they'll say this based upon your driving maneuvers. Sometimes people will weave. Sometimes they'll speed. They'll do, you know, cross over a line, maybe not signal, or have a taillight out. So he comes up to you, and he'll say this to you. Good evening. Can I see your driver's license, registration, insurance? You make sure that you have those in a place that you can get them quite easily so you don't fumble with them and something like that. Because if you don't fumble and you just hand it to them, and that won't give the officer any excuse to go any further with you. He'll say, probably say to you, do you know I pulled you over? And you can say, well, maybe I was going a little slow, or maybe I'm going a little faster, or best thing to say is, no, I don't know, officer, why did you pull me over? And he'll tell you, you were speeding, or you crossed over the line, or whatever you did. And he'll next say, if he smells any type of odor of alcohol, he'll probably say, have you been drinking? Once he makes that statement, you say, my lawyer has advised me not to make any statements and for me to call him right away if any officer ever asked me if I've been drinking. So stop right there. Don't say any more. And let the officer at that point decide what he's going to do. Number one, he's probably not going to let you call a lawyer. He's either going to go back to his car and run your driver's license, or he's going to say, drive carefully, move on, and let you go. More likely, he'll go back and check your license, make sure there's no warrants, no suspended license on your driver's license. Then he'll come up to you and ask you to get out of the car, and you follow his procedures. But once again, you don't say anything. You say, you know, officer, I still would like to call my lawyer if I have a chance to do so. And he'll say, you'll have a chance later. But then he'll ask you to do a series of field sobriety tests. The HGN, where he checks your eyes to see if there's nystagmus. He'll have you do the walk and turn, one leg stand, and touch the nose. You refuse to do those. It's like, based on advice of my attorney, I'm not going to take any field sobriety tests. I need to call my lawyer. At that point, the officer will make a decision, and the decision will most likely be, put your hands behind your back, you're under arrest for on suspicions of drinking and driving or being under the influence. And at that point, you say, thank you, officer, may I call my lawyer? And he'll take you in. Of course, at that point, he's got very little evidence to believe that you have probable cause that you are under the influence to the slightest degree. So at that point, you get to the police station, you ask again to call your lawyer, and you call your lawyer, and if they call me, I basically tell them, don't answer any questions to the officer. Tell them that you'll take the blood test or breath test, whatever they want you to do, but you want to make sure you get an independent sample of your blood if they draw your blood.
Now, is all this on the back of your card? Because I only heard a small portion of the back of your card, but...
Yes, most of all that's on my card. Everything on there is on my card.
If I had your card, I would laminate it.
On a short form.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to put up the back of David's card again on Facebook today.
Awesome.
So if you would like to add David Burnell Smith on your Facebook, and if you would like to add Gia Heller, G-I-A-H-E-L-L-E-R, I will once again put up the back of those instructions for everyone to have on Facebook.
Well, that's a really amazing thing to know. Let's talk more about it. We're going to take a quick break, David, and we'll be back. But again, I think we think we're doing the right thing by cooperating, but we could really get ourselves, even if we're innocent, in a bunch more trouble. But there is a polite way to protect yourself and do the right thing and, take preventative measures. So we're going to be back on the other side with David Brunell Smith and Gia Heller.
Arizona Men Networking. It is an extension of Arizona Women Networking as seen on News Channel 3, read about in the Arizona Republic, and heard on the Michelle Kors Show. Are you finding that the tried and true way you've done business all these years no longer works? Are you ready to join the social media revolution? Arizona Men Networking is composed of every profession across the valley. Arizona Men Networking provides the tools you need and provides you a community of professionals that will help you promote your products and your services. Check out our website at www.arizonamennetworking.com and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Join the social media revolution before your competitor does. At www.arizonamennetworking.com.
Hi, this is Les Brown, Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. I'm a speaker, I'm an author, I'm a speech coach, and I'm an event planner. When you bring someone in to talk about sales, you need someone that can expand the vision of your sales force, and particularly those top performers that are stuck, to give them methods, techniques, and also to create a shift that can take them to the next level. Alan Castilla, because he knows he has experience, he's been there, he's done it, and he's also my coach, and I can tell you, I've seen them all. When you want a trainer that can really make some impact, that will show up on your bottom line, Alan Castilla, he's the man who will get the job done.
For Ben Walker, a divine intervention.
Real.
I'm an angel sent here to help you straighten out your life.
Gives him a second chance.
Call the great what if.
What if I followed God's plan for your life instead of your own?
Kevin Sorbo, Christy Swanson, John Ratzenberger, and Debbie Ryan.
Thank you for letting me make things right. I want to be yours from now on.
What if?
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Kor, 6 Degrees. We're visiting with David Brunell Smith, District 7 House Rep for Arizona and owner of Smith Law Firm. David fights for those who have been arrested and or charged with DUI, DWI, interlocked defense, and criminal defense. And we're also visiting with Gia Heller, founder of Arizona Women and Arizona Networking. And David is one of her clients. We're also giving you the special keys you need. It is the weekend. I hope everybody has a safe, super fabulous, happy weekend. But God forbid, do not drink and drive. But if you do, Gia is going to post the back of David's business card, everything you need to know. In fact, you should just get one of David's business cards. But visit Facebook.com/ Gia Heller, and she's going to post the statement on the back of David's card so you can know your rights and be more aware. And David, we were talking a little bit during the break, but Arizona at one time used to be one of the more lenient first offenses, but stricter second and third offense. And now pretty much we're winning for most strict first and second offense. Now, you know, at some point in our lives, we're all going to make a mistake. I don't think anybody sets out to intentionally drink or drive. They probably don't think they've had as much, or maybe they've underestimated their weight and timing versus, you know, what they drank. Maybe you've just, you know, rinsed too much with Listerine or something, however, but it's coming up. So you have certain rights of what you need, proper procedure of what to do if you get pulled over. And then, you know, you can tell us a little bit more about how we can further protect ourselves and what's going on. You're hoping to change some of the laws in the legislature right now because, you know, one offense can truly ruin somebody's life, their career, their livelihood, their family.
Yeah, one of the more strict laws that we have is anybody that has a .20 or more. Now, that's a lot of alcohol in your system. I would agree with that. But first offenders get a mandatory 45 days in jail. Now, remember this. you'll probably get work release. But I had a judge the other day. It was an accident, not a major accident, but the judge said, I'm not going to give you work release. And this man has two jobs, and he's going to lose his job, both jobs, by being in jail for 45 days. And I think that the judge was wrong on that. I think he should have had work release if he's going to give him the 45 days, which the law requires, and then let him work. 12 in, 12 out, but the judge said no, so we're probably going to appeal that decision and take it up to Superior Court. But that's a first offense on a .20. 0.15 or more, you get first offense, you get 30 days in jail. And if you're a .08 or more, you're going to get 10 days in jail, but they can suspend all but one day. You have to do your 24 hours in jail. But anything between a .10 and a .15, you're probably going to get more than the one day.
Wow.
And you're going to lose your license for at least 30 days and get 60 days to and from work. It's called a restricted driver's license, but you have to request that. And the first thing you do when you get a DUI, you should call a lawyer and let him tell you what your rights are, what the possible penalties are, because you could actually on first offense get up to 6 months. Not very many judges do it, but the law says it's a six-month jail term, $2,500 fine.
Wow!
Fines can be very expensive and if you get the extreme, you look at fines near $6,000-$7,000.
Well, and now which fines are the ones that include? We have to have like the little breathalyzer in your car. Yeah. I mean, that's extremely expensive.
Yeah, that's another law that I think is too strict. On first-time offenders nowadays, you get a DUI and you're convicted of a .08 or more, you have to have an interlock device put on your car. And they go for any place from free installation to $125 installation to $150 installation. And you have to pay a monthly fee depending on which interlock service you got. Now, first-time offenders, I think the law is too harsh. I think that first-time offenders should be given an opportunity to not have that interlock. I'm hoping to make some adjustment on that if they get their alcohol treatment and they comply with the law and they're not drinking and driving. So on the second offenses or extreme offenses or super extreme, of course, the interlock probably is appropriate. But first-time minimum alcohol ingestion, I think the interlock is a harsh penalty. We just had that recently put in a couple years ago. The legislature voted to put that in there, and I think that that's a hardship that shouldn't be put on people.
I've heard you're also helping some people that very innocently had great dental hygiene and may have rinsed with Listerine or something, went to blow into their interlock device, and it reported them as drinking. Is that true?
That is true. That is true. You're told. In fact, I tell all my clients, even if you're going to the jail, do not use Listerine or any kind of mouthwash with alcohol, because if the jail personnel, if they test you and you've got alcohol to any degree, then you won't get work release and you'll be staying in the jail for your whole term. So the interlock device is the same thing. Any amount of alcohol, supposedly, washing your mouth out with Listerine will not activate it. But I've had horror stories where people have told me that's all they did and it activated it. So
wow.
You're quite right. If you got those in your car, you have to use non-alcoholic mouthwash.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, David. I've always wanted to know, like, the right thing to do, you know, if you got pulled over innocently or not. But, of course, you want to remind everybody, just don't drink and drive. That'll save you a whole lot of time and headache. You can reach David direct at 480-990-7500. That's 480-990-7500. Also, davidbrunellsmith.com, davidbrunellsmith.com. And did you have a few last words, Gia?
I did. I wanted to take this time to invite anybody that might be listening to save the date for the first weekend in January. We're going to be throwing, and I will be hosting at Michael Connoran's Camelback Mansion at the base of Camelback Mountain and 56th Street, a great party called Party Like a Rockstar. It'll be a community business party. People like Sheriff Joe will be in attendance.
Love Sheriff Joe.
And all of our good friends. And we'd love everybody to save the date and watch for this event on Facebook.
Awesome. David, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
I hope everybody has a safe, happy, healthy weekend. And again, remember, no drinking and driving. We will see you in 7. So here I go, taking a curve.
Been listening to Michelle Kor 6 Degrees.
I had an awesome time.
Broadcast live. For podcasts, visit Michelle Kor at iTunes. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Frankly speaking about